Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is, What is Your Widow's Mite?
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood. What is your widow's mite? Jesus lifts up the widow as someone to model our lives on. She hands over the very thing that she needs to stay alive. It would seem that this action would lead to certain starvation and death, and yet she does it. She trusts totally that God will care for her. What is your widow's mite? I recently drove from Connecticut to Ohio, driving through that long state of Pennsylvania. It's always scenic, and each season has its own beauty. This time, there were still a few trees with green leaves, but most of the trees had either dropped their leaves or were brown and dried out. It reminded me of a kind of widow's mite. Trees must give up their leaves so that new leaves, the leaves of transformation, can grow in the spring. That process of letting go provides so much beauty, and yet it is actually the death of those leaves. Our letting go can also be a beautiful thing if we can trust God enough that transformation will occur. What is your widow's mite? I visited with Julia several times. She came frequently to the emergency department because of her illness. She was bedbound and could hardly move, but her fingernails and toenails were always brightly painted. She would have lipstick on her lips and a smile on her face. Her husband and primary caregiver had died this past January. And with each visit, she became more and more dependent on others, often strangers, to care for her. She was giving over every bit of control that she had, her mite. And yet, she continued to smile and was determined to meet God with bright nails and lips. What is your widow's mite? During the first part of our lives, we focus on collecting knowledge, prestige, power, yes, and stuff. We build our egos into the persons we think we should be or whom we think others want us to be. This may serve us well in our ministries, but at some point we start to question if that's all there is. If we're lucky, something will happen to wake us up, and we'll realize that all those things are not enough. We have to let them go. It's challenging and like a kind of death. But if we give up our mites and we trust in God, we can let that mite go. What is your widow's mite? Is it a recognition that this is your last ministry? Is it moving to skilled care? Is it the last time you walk by yourself before you need the help of a cane, a walker, or another person? Is it giving up some items on your bucket list that you know you won't ever be able to do? Every time we let go a little bit of our ego go, of our independence, of our dreams, it's like the widow's mite. We surrender it to God, trusting that God will care for us, that God will be enough. The widow must have had tremendous trust in God's love for her. Otherwise, how could she have given over her whole livelihood? Do we have that much trust? What is your widow's mite?